The Gemara tells us that the four seasons throughout the year are spaced 91 days and 7.5 hours apart. Ask Tosfos Akasha in Divrei HaMaskil Ve'Eimei Tkufa L'Tkufa. He says the Gemara over here seems to be working with a notion that every day has 12 hours, likewise a night contains 12 hours. Now, if that's the case, then how long, how large are those hours? Well, it depends on the time of the year. During the summer, where the day is longer, so those day hours are larger in size than the hours during the winter where the days are shorter. If that's the case, how do we understand our Gemara, which provides us with a formula to describe the change over the sea of the seasons, 91 days, 7.5 hours apart? How can that be connected to hours, where the concept of hours is a fluctuating phenomenon? It's arbitrary. It all depends what portion of the year we're holding at. Sometimes 7.5 hours could be a larger amount of time, sometimes smaller. So how can that form the basis, the formula for the behavior of the seasons, which are anything but fluctuating events? They're very consistent phenomena. How can that be connected to hours, which are unpredictable? Sometimes 7.5 hours are longer, sometimes shorter. That's first kasha of Tosfos. Number two, says Tosfos, the Gemara Shabbos tells us that the seven heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, Mars, Jupiter, they rotate. They rotate on an hourly basis. And the Gemara tells us that Madim, which is Mars, will arrive at a certain time, etc. Now, how can we connect these heavenly bodies to our system of hours? Our hours fluctuate. Sometimes larger size hours, sometimes small size hours, depending on the time of the year, right? So these heavenly bodies can be following that system because they're consistent. They rotate on an hourly basis, meaning the hourly basis by them is one portion of 24. You take the 24-hour cycle toward the day and the night, and each one of these bodies will govern during one portion of 24. It's always going to be the same equally sized portion. It's not a fluctuating phenomenon. So how can that be connected to our system of hours, which are constantly changing? Those are the two kashas of Tosfos. So the Mefarshim, the Rashash, and others conclude that apparently our Gemara, which describes the day as having 12 hours and night as having 12 hours, it really is not dependent on daylight and nighttime. It has nothing to do with night or day, with whether it's dark or light outside. Rather, we take the entire day-night cycle, this unit of 24 hours, and we split it into 24 units, 24 equally sized units. One would be considered the 12 hours of day, and the other would be considered 12 hours of night. So day and night has nothing to do with daylight or darkness. Rather, any 24-hour cycle will have, the first half will be considered night, which has 12 hours. It can begin even when it's daylight outside. It begins at 6 p.m., first 12 hours of night, and then the following 12 hours are considered to be 12 hours of day, until the following 6 p.m. So indeed, we're speaking about equally sized hours, which are non-fluctuating, and that forms the basis for understanding the changeover between the seasons and the rotation of the heavenly bodies. Now that also explains for us, it's brought in halacha, some people are makbid not to make kiddush Friday night between 6 and 7 p.m. Now the obvious kasha is, what's the concern of 6 to 7? Because Ma'adim, Mars, governs during the first hour of Shabbos. Now, if it governs during the first hour of Shabbos, Shabbos doesn't always begin from 6 to 7. In the summer, you can have Shabbos beginning at 8, 9. In the winter, it begins at 4 or 5. So why are we connecting Mars to 6 and 7 if it's meant to be at the first hour of Shabbos? So the answer is the same thing, that we're not speaking about the first hour of halachic Shabbos, the first hour of nighttime of Shabbos. When we say that Madim governs during the first hour, it means during the first hour of that 24-hour cycle, which begins Friday evening at 6 p.m. and proceeds until Shabbos evening at 6 p.m. It's always going to be consistent from 6 to 6, split evenly to 24 hours. So when we speak about Madim governing during the first hour of the night of Shabbos, it has nothing to do with nighttime or halachic Shabbos. It means during the first hour, which is considered night, the first nightly hour of Friday night, which begins at 6 and ends at 7. Now the Gemara describes the position of the sun throughout the year. So during the long days, it makes a circular route. It begins at one corner, makes its way around the world, ends all at the other corner, a U-turn. Now actually, the sun itself not necessarily is making that U-turn, but it appears that way from our vantage point based on the angle of the earth during that point of the year. Now the question is that this type of route is not necessarily experienced in all persons, on all persons of the earth. From the northern hemisphere, it appears this way, but not from the southern hemisphere. So the question is, why are we describing it as such? So the Chazanish and other Mefarshim say that indeed we find throughout Torah that the Torah focuses primarily on the northern hemisphere, on the upper hemisphere, which was the place where Adam HaRishon resided, the place where we have Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, and where the main civilization was to be found. And that's what the Torah relates to. So therefore, when the Pasuk is describing how the sun makes its way around the world, it's being described from the angle of the civilization up in the northern hemisphere. In fact, the Chazanish says that when he figures the international dateline, he also works with this concept that we're meant to reckon primarily with the civilization on the upper hemisphere. The Gemara later tells us about the configuration of the tchumen around the city and works with a formula that a diagonal of a square is 1.4, 1 and 2 fifths. Now the first one will point out that it's not exactly 1.4, it's a bit off. So the question here is, there's a whole discussion, the Tashbis, other Mefarshim, there are two approaches to this configuration, to this formula of 1 and 2 fifths. One school of thought is that Chacham are just merely rounding it off to make it convenient for us, but technically speaking, halachically speaking, you're meant to be precise. So you could only walk a tchum which is configured precisely. You can't use this rounded off formula of 1 or 2 fifths. But there's another approach which holds that Chacham had this from a tradition of Kabbalah. This is a halachic concept that the Torah mandated to apply this formula. We had a similar concept earlier in the Masechta on the Afiyat Aleph regarding the ratio between a circumference and a diameter, which is known as pi. We don't have an exact formula. But the Mishnah and the Gemara proceeded to explain that we use a formula of 1 versus 3. So the diameter is 1. We treat the circumference as 3. We actually learn it from a thing of Yam Shel Shleima, Maris Pesukim, that went to adopt this formula. And the Rambam explains that the Chacham adopted this formula. This is the way we're meant to apply halacha. So the Farshim say that perhaps here as well, this is also a formula which was accepted Kabbalah by the Chacham as a halachic formula. And therefore, although it's perhaps a bit inaccurate, the Torah mandates to apply this formula to all matters of halacha. And therefore, we work according to this formula, that diagonal is 1.4 of the straight angle of that square.